The Wave.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
Samantha Jade is engaged. Yep, the pint-sized Perth singer who shot to fame when she won season 4 of The X Factor is engaged to Pat Hanlon, the son of Sony CEO Dennis Hanlon. The pair have been dating since mid-2017 and he popped the question, to which she responded, yes! She also posted a cute black and white snap on Insta where you can see her gorgeous princess cut diamond ring sparkling away on her finger. It's actually massive. Huge congrats to Sammy Jade.
Another reality TV star, troubled singer Shannon Knoll, who came second to Guy Sebastian in the first Australian Idol, has announced he and his wife Rochelle have welcomed baby number 4. The couple were previously told it would be impossible for them to have any more children, but Knoll confirmed a new idea that they welcomed their baby boy on December the 30th.
Impossible to have more children? What do you think that means, Gunners?
I don't know. Their newborn son, whose name has not yet been revealed, joins the couple's other children, ranging from 11 to 17 years old.
Gwyneth Paltrow revealed on a US talk show that she took her ex-husband, Chris Martin, on her honeymoon.
We had a big family honeymoon over Christmas. So my new husband and his children, my children, my ex-husband, our best family friends. It was a very modern honeymoon.
Wait, your ex-husband went on your honeymoon?
I mean, yeah. You know, it was great. We had such a good time.
Chris Pratt revealed on his Insta story that he's on day 3 of the pretty intense Hollywood diet called, well, it's actually named after me, the 21 Daniel diet, which involves nothing but fasting and praying.
I believe it's actually named after Daniel from the Bible because he's a Christian.
Right. I thought it was named after me.
Have you ever fasted and prayed for 21 days?
No. Anyway, this is what he said.
Day 3 of the Daniel fast. Check it out. It's 21 days of prayer and fasting. It's going to coincide also, coincidentally, with the Lego Movie 2 junket. So by the time you see me, I'll probably be hallucinating. Stay tuned.
And all you Queen fans out there, get excited as a sing-along version of Bohemian Rhapsody is coming to theatres. Now you can belt out all your favourite Freddie tunes with other Queen enthusiasts in selected cinemas from today.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.